It was a very beautiful experience. Last week, I was in Rome. Go back to my seminary. It was an international seminary. For those priests ordained 40 years ago, the same class, we come back together and meet for 4 days. Of course, not all ordained priests. Some remained the layman, but most of us became priests, and some even become bishop, archbishop, and one patriarch of the Oriental Rite, and even one as a nuncio. Today he's posted to Algeria. We shared among ourselves what these 40 years for us. Surely I don't have time to share all these 30 people, how they live. But I share mine with them, and just simple words. Obedience for us priests is the will of God for us. Because in the very beginning of my ministry in Hong Kong, within the 10 years, I moved to 4 places. You can imagine every 2-3 years I have to move. One day I asked, by that time, is Cardinal Wu, I know that some of you know him, Cardinal Wu. He said, someone has to be like that. So I have no saying. By the time when he appoints me to a parish that I like very much. But after 2 years, I had a phone call from the diocese asking me, can you go to Canada? So I was not ready. I tell him, no, I don't want. I don't like to go away from Hong Kong. But they said, you think about it. So I thank the Lord that we are trained to, you know, to obey it. So the next day, I called back. So if it is the will of God, I love to. So, well, of course, it was a very beautiful experience for 6 years in Toronto. But God, the will of God is different. After 6 years, I was ready to stay back in Toronto for life because there was no Chinese priest for the community. You know, in Toronto, there were more than 500,000 Chinese, at least 1/3 from Hong Kong, 1/3 from China, and 1/3 from Taiwan. So it's a beautiful community, and it was considered the biggest parish of Chinese in diaspora, that means outside of territory of China. It was it's a beautiful experience. So I wrote to the bishop, I want to stay. Then by that time is Cardinal Zen. He's my boss, he's the bishop of Hong Kong. He wrote back, you must come on the 1st of September that year. No choice. It was hard, because when you want to do something, then the will of God through the bishop is different. Just exactly the same as what Peter was. He said rebuked, but just to warn Jesus not to go to Jerusalem. He would die there because he prophesied that he would be killed, hated by people. So, in a good sense, please don't do that. Peter do the same. You know what Jesus said to him? Satan, go to my back, because you do not think what God thinks. You think it's what human is thinking. Exactly, we priests We have to always follow the will of God by following the will of the bishop. It is not easy, but it's beautiful. We do not choose what we want to. Of course, each one of us different. You don't have a bishop. You don't have to listen to the bishop all the time. But you have to listen to teachers, to your parents. They represent the will of God for us. But we need this humility. We need to obey in a certain sense. Obey doesn't mean you say right to the right, left to the left, not this way. Because my primary aim of our life is to do the will of God. Of course, God give us the wisdom, intellect, judgment to see what's right, what's suitable that time. So today, Jesus invites us to follow Him in His way, not our way. One of His way is the way of Jesus. Jesus chose the cross to share His life on the cross. We don't like. We Chinese people doesn't like suffering, included Filipino people. I think all human beings, nobody like to suffer. Everybody want to choose the easy way. But it seems not at all the time. The easy way is the will of God. To study is not an easy way. To play with your computer is an easier way. Sometimes we choose the easy way and don't choose the harder way to study. And Jesus will tell us exactly the same thing. This is the work of Satan. He wastes your time so that you don't have energy to study, to love, to serve, to obey. By the time we don't obey, we do not love. Where there is no love, no God. That's simple. Jesus gave us by His knife, is always listening to the voice of God the Father before He chose His 12 apostles. The whole night He was praying, asking for this wisdom. But only thing is to listen to the will of the Father. I think Jesus also thought about Judah. Personally, perhaps He doesn't want to choose Judah either. He is not the best, of course. But God the Father wants him to be part of the community. That's according to my interpretation. Don't take it as a teaching from the church. But Jesus obeyed. So what if we choose that 12? Not a perfect arrangement, but you do follow the will of the Father. He listened. And that's what we have to. It's a hard way. To go up to Jerusalem is a hard way because you have to suffer. People doesn't like him. But as God the Father intended him to offer his life in that way of the cross, he said yes. Our cross is not always on the cross in Jerusalem, but our little cross is to study better. Our cross is to listen to your superior. Our cross to work harder. Our cross to be more humble, more listening. The time we lose ourselves for people is the time we say we die for people. The time we gain our life. This is our life. Life of Christ. So by the time you receive the Blessed Sacrament, the body of Christ, and you said Amen, that means you want your life exactly that of Christ. And Christ, nothing else but the will of the Father. If you want come, you want to come for Holy Communion, you have to say this to yourself. You're not just taking some bread. It's the life of Christ. It's what Paul says, from today on, it's not that I live, but Jesus lives in me. This is a calling. And Jesus didn't choose the easy way. This is a calling. Don't choose the easy way. Don't think all the way of will of God is hard way. Don't think like that. But humanly speaking, something you have to make more effort, you don't like. You want to sit down, don't want to do anything, rice be cooked. That's what you want. So let us pray that we, as followers of Christ, and Jesus said, those who want to follow me, carry my cross every day. First of all, don't worry about too much about what will be. That's what we have to think about tomorrow. No. Jesus once warned the people, don't think too much about the future. Today, you have your cross of today. Live it today. Live the present moment. It's much easier. Most of the time, our cross is the shadow of the cross. If you think things of the future, it's a shadow. It's longer, bigger, but it's not the real cross. The real cross is substantial here, now. It's perfectly well for each one of us. We are afraid for tomorrow. But Jesus said, don't think in this way. Carry your cross every day. So if you now, you carry your cross, what's the cross now? Don't think about other things. Just simply, with this simplicity to listen, with open heart, let the Spirit come into you. This present moment, nothing else you have to do. You can't do much. You can do your homework. You can do your cooking. You can do your typing now. Just be this moment. If you're saying your prayer, wholeheartedly say your prayer. If you sing, wholeheartedly sing. Nothing else. Moment by moment. And this is the will of God for us. With love, that means to not do so much, doing things for your own self, for others. At times, you always say, I don't want to sing. It's not that you want to sing or not want to sing. We sing together. We are one body of Christ, right? Although we are different, but we are one body, one mind, one heart of the Lord. We are the body of Christ. So let us always have this sentiment of unity, one body with Christ, following Him every moment, try to pray to the God the Father, whatever is best, you say your yes. What is the will of God, you say your yes. We ask the Lord to give us all this special grace to live well every present moment. Only then we are living in the love of God. Also in a sense, we are in paradise. Because in paradise, nothing else but just to love, to praise, to be with the Lord. Please stand. We believe in one God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth.